The Government of Canada set a target of 401,000 new permanent residents in 2021, and has reached that target, surpassing the previous record from 1913. This is the most newcomers in a year in Canadian history. The Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP, has been very successful in North Bay. RNIP is a 5-year pilot program. See, PM wants immigration pilot expanded. It could mean increasing the number of spots available for North Bay, currently at 150 for this year, and for other cities as well. In Northern Ontario, Timmins, Sudbury, Sault Ste. Marie and Thunder Bay are all part of RNIP. Sean Fraser, Minister of Immigration, says this historic achievement is particularly significant in the face of the pandemic's many challenges. From closed borders to domestic lockdowns, global migration has been upended by COVID-19. As we continue to struggle with the pandemic, we made the most of the talent already within our borders. The majority of these new permanent residents were already in Canada on temporary status. Most notably, we launched new programs to engage essential workers, healthcare professionals, international graduates and French-speaking newcomers. Family reunification is another pillar of our system, and we reunited spouses and children while enabling more families to sponsor parents and grandparents. Finally, with many countries closing their doors to refugees, we continue to offer the world's most vulnerable shelter in Canada. Canada needs immigration to drive our economy, enrich our society and support our aging population. 1 in 3 Canadian businesses is owned by an immigrant, and 1 in 4 healthcare workers is a newcomer. Business, labor market experts and economists all agree that immigration creates jobs, spurs innovation and helps address labor shortages. New Canadians contribute to communities across our country every day, and we will continue welcoming more of them as we build the Canada of tomorrow. Immigration accounts for almost 100% of Canada's labor force growth. Roughly 75% of Canada's population growth comes from immigration, mostly in the economic category. By 2036, immigrants will represent up to 30% of Canada's population, compared with 20.7% in 2011.